With me today is Dr. Deborah Bateson with Family Planning New South Wales, and we are going to talk about the contraceptive pill. Good day.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
In the past 50 or 55 years, the pill has changed the lives of many women, hasn't it?
Look, it really has. I mean, it obviously was a huge significance when it was first introduced in Australia in 1961. And since that time, there's really been some very big changes. We've basically brought down the doses of hormones, but we've also changed the constituents as well to not only provide excellent contraception, but to also provide what we call non-contraceptive benefits sometimes as well for women with acne, for instance, or heavy periods, allowing women to manipulate their periods, for instance.
And in the recent research findings, it's also allowed women to help them manage their lifestyle. Is that correct?
Yes, look, it's an interesting one, isn't it? So we know from the survey that I've worked in women's health for many, many years, and I know from the women that I see as well, that often women will choose to use the contraception. They may, or they're generally using it for contraception purposes as well, but they'll use it to manage their menstrual cycle or their bleeding cycle. And that may be just for a one-off. Perhaps they're going on holiday, got a big occasion. But often it's because of just their general life. Perhaps they do sport, their work that they do. They just want to, they know that it can be useful to use the pill to actually manage bleeding. Some women use it because they've got heavy periods, of course, as well. So it's useful from that perspective. But women have been doing this for many years.
It never occurred to me to use it to manage your bleeding or your menstrual cycle. Because for some women, they use it so that they would be able to have a regular menstrual cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, look, that's a really good point, because we do need to make sure that we always put this in the context of choice. So again, we know from research, but also just from working, in a clinical setting with women, that some women, they actually prefer to have a regular bleed, whereas other women are very happy to hear that it's very safe to skip your bleeding and to have, infrequent every 3 months or even fewer. We call them withdrawal bleeds. When you're on the contraceptive pill, it's not a true period, it's a withdrawal bleed, but they can choose how often they want to have that bleeding, and it can be very liberating for women, of course. So we know that people can feel a bit anxious about it sometimes, so it's really great to have this opportunity to talk about it.
An important question is it safe to manage your bleeding?
Yeah, so this is a question that comes up a lot. So when I see women, in my clinic, often women will say, it feels a bit unsafe. It feels, what about everything building up inside? It's surely that's a dangerous thing to do. So what I explain is that, in fact, what happens when you do use the pill over time is that it thins out the lining of the uterus, the endometrium, and that's why there is no bleeding. It's not because there's anything building up inside. There's actually nothing to have a bleed with. We've got lots of good evidence, good research around the safety associated with what we call these extended pill cycles, where women skip that bleeding, and we know that it's a very safe thing to do, and we fully support it. And so I've certainly got lots of patients that I see who are doing this for themselves. I mean, there's also a new option which does it for you, as it were. It's a sort of pre-packaged option, but we want women to know that, to feel confident and come and talk to us, come and talk to your doctor about this option.
Because in some cultures or in some beliefs, it is important to have that monthly bleed, because some believe that it takes away the dirty blood or the impurities inside you, isn't it?
Yeah, so look, it's great, again, you've raised that issue. I mean, culturally, we obviously need to listen to women from different cultures to understand, their perceptions and beliefs around bleeding, and obviously make sure that those are all taken into account. And even sometimes with explaining that physiologically or medically, there's no danger at all. There's no need. There's no toxins in there. There's absolutely no need to have that frequent bleeding. And in fact, it can actually result in anemia and all sorts of things. So it's very good to control it sometimes. But we do know that some women will still prefer to have a regular bleed. But as long as it's their informed choice, I think, is the key thing. So as long as women know that there are lots of benefits to actually not having that monthly bleed, because it can, it keeps your iron levels up. And there's certainly, there's no danger in doing that.
And more importantly, it has to be an informed choice, isn't it?
always. I mean, I think whenever it comes to, well, contraception, but any medications, of course, it's always about informed choice, really ensuring that, women understand, you know, what's going on, and they feel that they've been able to ask all the questions that they want to ask. So, you know, what I always encourage people to do is think about what questions you want to ask your doctor before you go along, and feel free to ask anything, anything that's bothering you at all, because it's always in that context of informed choice. And I know that some women, you know, will absolutely choose to have that regular bleed, and that's absolutely their choice, whereas other women will feel a bit relieved when they know that this is a safe thing to do to manage or manipulate their bleeding pattern. Sometimes I feel a bit funny saying, you know, in terms of lifestyle, I think it's beyond that. I think that's an overused term sometimes, isn't it? But it's about just you know, making that informed decision about what suits you best.
And it's also important to know that while the pill has given many women choices, it's not for everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, now
there must be physical conditions.
Yes, that's absolutely right. So we've got lots of different contraceptive options. The contraceptive pill, there is a progestogen-only pill, but here we're talking about what we call a combined pill. It's got an estrogen, it's got a progestogen in it, and there are some women who can't use the pill. There are very few women, but there are some women. Women, for instance, who've got who've had a blood clot, a DVT in the past. They absolutely can't use the pill, so luckily we've got lots of other options. There's what we call the LARC methods as well these days, the long-acting reversible methods like IUDs and implants. So it's about, you know, our job as doctors actually to ensure, of course, that we're prescribing safely. So that's why we take that history, just to make sure that you're not one of those women who's unable to take the pill. And it's just a personal choice. Some women like to take a pill, others prefer something that they don't have to do every day. It's just, and the good thing is we've got lots of contraceptive options out there.
More importantly, ask the professional.
That's a good thing to finish on, absolutely. Come and see us, come and talk, prepare those questions first, and, you know, we can work through all the different options that are out there, including those that can help manage your menstrual cycle.
Thanks very much, Dr. Deborah Bateson from Family New South Wales.
My pleasure. Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.